It's the review show post Salzburg. No Neil, just Sean, just Dan. Andy producing for us.
Neil's in the fridge.
Yeah. Pre-election joke, maybe. Which is so funny by the time this goes out, I don't know. Wow, that was quite a journey, wasn't it? I think, Dan. We'll just sort of read before we dive and get forensic on the ass of this game. Let's just sort of take stock really of what happened last night. I went into it absolutely petrified. A lot of Reds were a bit. There's a lot of bravado about them. No problem. Mentality monsters. Now, ultimately, they were proved right, but. I thought there's no hiding from the fact that Salzburg gave us the scare of our lives.
I didn't like this game at all coming into it. I found it really interesting. I watched Klopp's pre-match press conference the day before, and he was agitated as anything.
Mm.
I think he took off on one of the questions he got about treating the fixture lighter than it should be. He basically said, don't ask that question again and don't anyone else ask it again. And I kind of wondered whether... I wonder whether, since the full-time whistle at Bournemouth, he has shut down on them. He's basically been off. To the point where I think there's a couple of them in the squad talking to each other going, what the fuck's up with him? Because I think when you get to our level, I think you can just as easy say something with your body language than you can in a 1,000-word team meeting.
Hmm.
And I think he is driven by the fact that he repeatedly... references the phrase concentration and mentality throughout the press conference. Concentration, focus, mentality. And I think he's focused on that fixture. And by his own body language, I think that then gets through to the players in how serious he was treating and how serious a threat he thought that Salzburg were.